SBS στα ελληνικά.
This is the second time that Humanities 21 has run the Festival of Homer. They did one previously in 2016, there was a lot of positive response to that, a lot of calls for them to do it again, and so here we are, 2018.
What do you think we need to read Homer today, and do you find his work contemporary?
One of the things I really like about Homer, it's both very contemporary and also very different. Certainly it's from a different time, which has different values and different way of looking at the world. But at the same time, the characters that are portrayed in Homer are characters that we can relate to today as well. We have to face all of the struggles of, you know, dealing with other people, working in a community, working together as a group, dealing with egos. The same things that depicted so beautifully in Homer, I think, are still things that people have to face today. One of my favourite definitions of myth is that they are things which never happened but which are always true. Mm-hmm. And I think Homer really exemplifies that in capturing those truths about human nature and human society that transcend time.
When did you study Homer works for first time?
I came into contact with Greek myth as a child through sort of secondary materials, you know, the great stories of the Greeks and things like stories along those lines. But it was really when I got to university that I really formally sat down and sort of read through Homer and came to grips with it.
In English initially and then in ancient Greek as well?
That's right, yes.
So what's the difference of reading a work written in ancient Greek and in English?
Yeah, there are some really important differences. I think one of the things that really comes across is that there are a lot of words in ancient Greek which don't necessarily map exactly to words in English. So there are concepts that are broader than what might be captured by a single English word, or ways of sort of looking at things where often the language will refer to a kind of a more of a general vibe about a topic rather than something that's very specific. So when you look at it in the ancient Greek, it's a different experience.
When I read the program of the festival, I saw that you're going to do some like quite controversial discussions there about, for instance, Achilles, if he was a war hero, or if Homeric Ithaca is geographically the Ithaca that we all know in the Ionian Sea. Aren't you afraid that you will create a kind of frustration within the Greek community choosing this kind of topics to discuss?
Well, really, I think the thing I would say about these topics is that they come from a place of loving Homer, loving Greek culture and all these sorts of things. When we look at Achilles, we're not looking to degrade Achilles in any way. What we're really looking to do is to explore the character that Homer has created, because one of the many things that makes Homer so wonderful is that he's able to create very complex three-dimensional characters that aren't simply black and white. They are characters that have internal conflicts. They're characters that have flaws. They're characters that sometimes go too far. And really, you know, when we're looking at the debate, we're looking at was Achilles a hero or just a very naughty boy? And that's really just a way of exploring that character and the depth of character and the complexities of character that Homer has given us.
There was some really positive feedback from last year's festival. What do you expect for this year attendees to receive, to get, to take with them when they attend the festival?
I think what I hope is that people have a greater appreciation of Homer. They have an appreciation of ancient Greek culture, that we can share some of the passion that we have for, you know, those of us who are presenting in the festival, that we can share some of that passion that we have with the community and get people as excited as we are.
All right, Chris, how people can get informed about the festival and the prizes?
The festival will be happening from the 15th to the 17th of June here in Melbourne. It's being put on by Humanities 21. People can find out more about it through Humanities 21's website. I'm sure it's going to be a great time.
Απολαύστε περισσότερα θέματα στη γλώσσα σας. Επισκεφτείτε την ιστοσελίδα sbs.com.au/Greek.